Hello there, and welcome to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. I'm so happy that you're here, and I want to congratulate and thank you for saying yes to the possibility of attracting the relationship of your dreams. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant-Johnson with Love Life Coaching, and I'm known by many as your guide to the right guy, because I don't just want you to get a guy, but rather I want you to be with a guy who is right for you and who makes your heart sing. I'm very passionate about helping single women who want to meet and attract your right guy because of my own journey of meeting and attracting my own Mr. Right and becoming an ecstatic first-time bride, marrying the man of my dreams at age 43. I just want to assure you that you're in the right place if you're tired of wondering why you're still single, sick of feeling alone or lonely, disappointed about the men you meet, frustrated about how past relationships have gone, wondering what is holding you back or standing in the way of you having the relationship of your dreams, starting to doubt if your right guy really exists out there, and finally, if you're really ready to meet and attract the right guy for you, then I want to assure you, you are definitely in the right place. This virtual gathering is designed to help you see what is really possible for you, to give you renewed hope, inspiration, tools, and resources to help support you on your journey to the right guy. And I'm thrilled to tell you that I've gathered some of the world's top relationship experts to give some of their very best wisdom, advice, and guidance to help you meet and attract your own right guy. I'm thrilled and honored to interview our guest today, and I invite you to give yourself the gift of being fully present and freeing yourself from all distractions. It is my privilege to introduce our wonderful guest, Dr. Diana Kirshner, and she will be presenting on the topic of how to find your love in 90 days. Psychologist Dr. Diana Kirshner has been a recurring guest on the Today Show, appeared on Oprah, and starred in a PBS special on love based on her smash bestseller, Love in 90 Days. Her newest book is Find Your Soulmate Online in 6 Simple Steps, published by Amazon. Dr. Diana has helped thousands of successful women date terrific partners, deepen their relationships, and create lasting love that is just right for them. Her dating tips and relationship advice newsletter is available for free weekly support at her website, www.loveinnintydays.com. Welcome, Dr. Diana Kirshner. We're so pleased to have you with us today.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. I was really looking forward to this.
It's my honor and privilege to interview you. I've been a longtime admirer of your work, and I know that the wisdom that you'll be sharing with us today will be of great value and benefit to the listeners. So just to get started, Diana, I wonder if you could share just a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background, and how you got into doing this work.
Well, you know, I was born the 5th of 5 daughters to an Italian family where my parents really, really only valued boys.
Oh.
So when I was born, my father said, "It's another girl. I don't want to go to the hospital. I don't want to see her."
Oh.
And, you know, there was a lot of problem in the family. There was alcoholism. There was a lot of abuse. You know, I really never felt like I deserved to be here, much less deserved to be loved. I actually used to weep. I remember walking outside on the sidewalk in front of my house, and I would cry that my parents were cursed. This is me at like 7 or 8. Cursed with me, a girl. And you know, what happened is that as I grew up, I really didn't have any role models for seeing people in love. You know, as I said, there was a lot of alcoholism, there was raging, there was abuse in my family, and physical abuse, and I mean, they did the best they could, and they've all, you know, they've all passed on now, and I really have forgiven them for all that, but nonetheless, it made my teenagehood, you know, excruciatingly painful, and I went on this quest. I was trying to figure out how to feel more self-esteem, more self-acceptance, more self-deservedness, self-love, really, and how to create a love relationship, because I would read about it, and I thought, you know, maybe this thing actually exists.
Right.
Maybe. And so what happened was I started studying everything that I could get my hands on about relationships, successful relationships, lasting passionate love. I wound up getting a master's degree and a PhD in clinical psychology. I studied healthy couples. I studied with, you know, esoteric people in terms of, you know, different other approaches, Eastern approaches, spiritual approaches, and I was absolutely blessed, because I learned how to love myself, and today I call this the diamond self-work. You know, this is the diamond self-work, and
I love that.
I feel so blessed because I was able to find the great love of my life and marry him, and I've been married to him for decades, and be in love for decades, and it's amazing. And out of that background, I feel like I have this gift, because I feel like if I can do it, anybody can do it. Basically, if I can do it, anybody can do it. So I, you know, have gone on a mission to help women find, you know, really lasting, respectful, honoring, lasting, and passionate love. And the research is very clear that that is possible. There are couples who are married for decades, and when they put them in an fMRI machine, and they have the one spouse there, and they put a picture of that person's spouse to look at, the brain lights up as if they were newlyweds.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing a little bit about your background and how you came to do this wonderful work you're doing in the world. So what do you think, Diana, is the most important thing a successful woman can do to create this lasting, passionate love you're speaking of?
Well, I'll tell you, the most important thing that I did to be able to go from a situation where, you know, literally I was called a piece of crap actually growing up. To a position where I really feel so honored and loved by my husband. And the thing that really allowed me to do that was having a love mentor. You know, women think about in work, okay, I want to be successful. Of course, the first thing that occurs to them is I need a mentor, right? If I want to be a VP at a corporation, I need a mentor. It, you know, if I want to have a successful business, I need an entrepreneurial mentor. We are just not wired to think that way in terms of love relationships. You know, we've been fed a lot of fairy tales and a lot of romance novels that make it look as if that's all supposed to happen spontaneously, naturally, and magically.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't. It just doesn't. Love is actually more complicated and more difficult than work.
Right.
And so why would you think that, you know, you don't need a mentor in love? You know, you only need one in work. You wouldn't say, listen, you know, I really want to learn French. I hope it happens naturally.
Yeah, no, not too likely.
I hope it just happens because it's meant to be.
Right. Not too likely.
The same way, you know, you want to have passionate love. And it's not going to just happen magically, you know. It does not happen magically. And especially for successful women, half the time they're working. And
right.
They're not available for, you know, their time is crunched. They're not available to meet interesting guys. Because they're busy building empires and being on a mission, and they're doing great things in the world, really great things. They, I would say, almost more than anyone, need mentors, and they're able to follow a mentor's direction because they know about coaching. They know about, you know, what it means. All I need to do is just transfer that idea of coaching and the importance of coaching from the work arena to the love arena.
Right.
And I had a love mentor, and it's the only reason I have this kind of relationship. I had a love mentor early on. He helped me with my diamond self-development, and he helped me not only find the man, but stay in the relationship, which I would have ruined.
Mm.
I absolutely would have ruined because I had so much self, worth issues.
Right. Right. So you would say the most important thing a successful woman could do would be to enlist the help of a love mentor.
Mm-hmm.
The support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love the way you said that. We wouldn't just expect that. I hope it happens that I learn French. That's a unique way to put it. And yet, you know, that seems to kind of be the mindset of so many women, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it's meant to happen, it'll just happen. Meanwhile, what actually happens is that 5 years go by, 10 years go by, 15 years go by.
Right.
And then it gets a little scary, and it feels a little desperate.
Right. Yeah, you're right. So what are the four steps of the powerful love mentoring process, Diana?
Well, I developed a love mentoring process that my coaches, I have a team of coaches that are amazing, and they use this process with women all over the world. The first thing that you need to do is figure out your own needs. Now, all of us feel like we need emotional support and validation and blah, blah, blah. Then there's the issue of guidance, right, which is a whole separate bucket of input that you might need. And
mm-hmm.
then, of course, there is the third type of need you might have. And it's harder for us to recognize that we have this kind of need, but this kind of need is for straight talk. You might say helpful criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that the person is going to give you honest feedback about what you're doing that's sabotaging yourself, or what you're doing where you're acting like a diva,
mm-hmm.
what you're doing where you're passing over perfectly good guys because, you know, you think that their nose is slightly crooked, figuring out the needs, that's step one, and there are different types of needs. Number two is finding a love mentor, and the way you do that is you can make a list of all the kind and wise people in your life, the ones that are successful in love. Again, you would go to and work somebody who is successful in the job you want, right?
Right.
So you want someone who's successful in love to be your mentor. And, you know, this could be a good aunt, it could be a step-parent, it could be a minister, it could be a rabbi or any kind of spiritual counselor who really knows the road. If you can't find one in your network, you can think of hiring a professional love mentor, which
mm-hmm.
is amazing. Number three, asking your love mentor to help you. That is really important. Sometimes women just do not ask for help. We are not wired that way often. We're wired to take care of everybody else. But asking your love mentor to help you, especially in the areas where you've been out of control or you need guidance to be your diamond self, to be your best self.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth and final step in really great love mentoring is to actually take in the validation. You know, someone can tell you you're fantastic, but if you don't pay attention and allow that to kind of enter enter your brain, because our brains are continuously rewiring, actually, all the time, the neural networks. But people can slough that off. You know, someone can say you're wonderful, and you can kind of slough that away from you. And, there's a whole business about being self-deprecating or being modest or being polite or not accepting compliments that we have sometimes. That does us no good whatsoever. I mean, you have to take in the validation of your love mentor and follow the advice of your love mentor. Successful women are used to doing it themselves. They're used to being smarter than anybody in the room quite often.
Right.
And the problem with that is that they're not. They're not when it comes to love. They're not.
Right.
So, you know, really, you know, actually being coachable instead of, like, trying to do it yourself, all by yourself, and always knowing what's best. So those are the four steps.
All right. So just to review, figure out your needs,
mm-hmm.
finding a love mentor,
mm-hmm.
asking your love mentor for help,
right.
and taking in the validation.
And following the advice.
And following the advice.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah. You have to be willing.
You know,
to be great people are coachable. Great people who are very, very, very successful in all areas are the most coachable people. They know to go to winners in whatever arena they want to win in, and they are surrendering. They're willing to be led. They're willing to drop that whole business of knowing what's best. That makes great success.
Yeah. Yeah, I love how you put that. So, Diana, I'm curious to know what you think about the idea that successful men prefer to marry down.
Well, first of all, that is no, 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 and no.
Yeah, because, you know, isn't that a common concern that so many women express, that, you know, they say that men are intimidated by them or their success, right?
That is the biggest BS. I mean, you know, you have to know how to be in your feminine self, and that's where the coachability comes. But the truth, the real truth, and the research is very clear. Men like to marry women who are on the same educational level as them, generally the same socioeconomic status as them. They want someone who's going to help pull their weight in terms of the financial responsibilities these days.
Mm-hmm.
That's true in studies all around the world. Now, there was one very misleading study that showed that men prefer to marry their secretaries, which was a very flawed study. It was ridiculous. It was done on college students imagining a situation. These other studies I'm talking about were real studies. And so men prefer women who are on the same educational level, they can have that kind of contact, that mental, that beautiful, you know, mental kind of give and take, because they're in the same level often of intelligence. And it just makes it all that much richer when they have the romance and the love and an actual partner in life that can help them succeed in so many different ways. And men want that. They really, really want that. Now, they don't want women to lead with their more masculine sides when they're
right.
putting their profile up, or when they're interacting with them. They don't want to get into competitiveness, and, you know, it's easy for a man to feel competitive or put down.
Right.
And they, you know, that whole piece is very important. And when we redo the profiles of the people in our mentoring program, and I can't tell you how many times the profile starts with, you know, I'm a doctor, I'm a blah, blah, you know, and you don't want to start your profile that way.
Right. That's what you mean by when you say leading with your masculine side, right?
Yeah. You don't want to start with that. You want to, you know, we all have feminine and masculine sides. Both men and women have feminine and masculine sides. And the feminine side is that part of you that is alive and spontaneous and playful and not concerned with success or failure, but connected in the moment. When you ask a man why he chooses to be with a life partner, the most common answer you get is that he feels good around her.
Right.
He feels good around her. That means he feels safe. He feels understood. He feels connected. He feels validated and appreciated. He feels safe around her.
That's great. So, what would you say is the single biggest mistake that women make in love relationships?
Well, I would say that it's really the flame out, deadly dating pattern. And, you know, we all know what the flame out is. If you meet someone, you suddenly have 5-hour dates, you wind up sleeping with him way too fast, you're in love, he's in love, yeah, you barely know each other, and then the whole thing blows up and you don't even get a text from him.
The flame out.
Yeah, it's getting in too deep, too fast, and it's scary. It just creates a lot of anxiety and a lot of tensions. And instead of letting things unfold slowly, it just blows up. And women across the board tend to do that. I don't care how successful or bright they are. It does not matter. You know, I've even had female physicians having unprotected sex, I'm not kidding, with some new guy that they're in love with. It's like reason goes out the window.
Right. Right. And it seems, you know, oftentimes those that start out that way flame out just as quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The guy disappears, you know. He was on the rebound and you didn't know it. Or, you know, his real love came back.
Right. Right. So as a successful woman, if you're successful yourself, you know, this is a question that, you know, we're asked all the time. Where do you meet great men, and can you really meet them?
Okay, number one, you can meet them online. I have had people meet multimillionaires, holistic doctors, executives. You definitely can meet them online, but you have to know what you're doing. That's why Amazon came to me and said, we want to publish your book on online dating, because you know how to do it. That's how I came to write Find Your Soulmate Online in 6 Simple Steps. you just have to know how to do it. For example, if you want to attract a more successful guy, you're going to put certain things in your profile.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lead with certain kinds of words, like you describing yourself as a catch, right? A successful guy is into achievement. So if you describe yourself as a catch, that's like it's an achievement to get me. This is all unconscious, you understand, but
right.
I have profiles in that book written specifically to attract alpha guys or successful guys. And also, you're going to need to go through a lot more guys to find the good ones.
Mm.
And online dating is a numbers game. So one thing you can do in your online dating is to tweak your profile every day. Take out a word and put it right back in, or change one word or something like that every day. And what happens is that the search engine inside the online dating site considers you new, and you will come up more. More people will, when people search for women in your category, you'll come up first. You'll come up and you'll have more matches.
Wow, that's a hot tip.
Yeah, that's a really good tip. When I was doing the Fox Morning Show, the 90-Day Love Challenge on the Fox Morning Show, I had the young woman who had started out, age 37, size 14, no dates.
Right.
I had her coming up number one on all of the greater New York City area on Match.com. So it was raining men. It was raining men. And she wound up with six guys who would agree to be on the show and six guys who wouldn't.
Wow.
The really interesting thing about her is not only is she in a great love relationship right now, but she has her dream job because of the diamond self-work. You know, so there are ways to work the search engines in the online sites so you have more numbers, you know, because a successful woman, you're looking for somebody who's got something going on, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, and who is available, who wants an extraordinary life, who wants an extraordinary relationship. And so you've got to sort through a few more, you know, to find them. You have
right.
to sort through. And then there are things that I call mentastic activities. These are activities that are offline that have lots of great men in them. And these are activities that you might be interested in. For example, things having to do with sports, leadership, business, investing. There is something called the Singularity Conference. Which is a conference that focuses on what might happen to the world when the computers become smarter than humans, and they have a conference every year. And so, who speaks at this conference? The brightest scientists in the world speak here.
Right.
So it's the person inventing the next, you know, I don't even know what, bio arm, the next. You know, that's going to be a robotic prosthetic that looks exactly like an arm, or the next person who's, you know, has this, you know, the latest about theory about the future. My point in this is that here's this conference. Now, this conference has 98% men.
Wow.
Okay. And who are the men? The men are the brightest minds in the world and the richest guys, because who does it attract? Venture capitalists.
Right.
Because they want to know how to invest in the latest, right?
Right.
Now, that is a mentastic activity.
I love that term, mentastic. That's great. Mentastic activity.
Yeah, so there are different things like that. Hiking and dancing are great, too, by the way. But you have to enjoy it. You know, I actually go to the Singularity Conference. I'm married, but I just like to hear the lectures and stuff, you know, and I help the people who founded it. So it's of high interest to me. But it has to be that you're happy and having fun, and there just happened to be a lot of men there. And there just happened to be a lot of men who might be the type you're interested in.
Right. Right. Well, thank you. Those were some really hot tips, and I really appreciate you sharing that with our audience. So in Love in 90 Days, you talk about dating three guys at the same time, which I think for many women sounds rather complicated. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, we're talking about seeing three guys casually. You're not going to have sex with any of them. And why is this such a wonderful way to go? I mean, it actually stops you from doing the flame out that we discussed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't spend too much time. You're not going to spend a weekend with Larry because, you know, Joe wants to have time with you, and Eben is interested too. And so your dance card is really full, which of course makes you more attractive to successful guys. You do the whole thing within integrity so that on the second date, this is on the second date, if you like a guy, you're going to tell him the truth about how much you like him, but you're also going to tell him that you've decided to take things slow. And you'll be casually dating other guys, but you give them a 1-2-3 sandwich. It's like, wow, I haven't laughed like this with anybody, Jason. I mean, I can't imagine liking anybody more than you. I just can't imagine it. But I have to let you know that I've decided I'm taking things slow in dating and we'll just be casually seeing other people for a while. But as I say, I have not laughed like this in years, and I just can't imagine liking anybody better than you. So what does that do to a successful guy? It's titillating. It's you know, it's exciting to him because you're telling him how wonderful he is, but you're not available. So he winds up really, really saying, I'm going to win her. I'm going to win her. I will win her.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to you when you're in a dating program of three and you have done this for yourself, let me tell you that your self-esteem goes through the roof.
Yeah.
You know, you really feel your diamond self because you're picking and choosing. Now, the way you set that up is by using some of my search engine secrets and that kind of thing. So you have so many to choose from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You need to have a bunch of guys in order to do a program of three because you want three fairly, you know, good guys. At least they look like they're in the running.
Right. Right. Yes, and I think the key to doing this successfully is what you said, is doing it with integrity, with total integrity. And I think that piece is so important so, you know, a woman doesn't feel like she's, you know, leading somebody on, right?
Yes, exactly. And the perfect time to tell the guy is the second date because it's not like things have progressed where you've been seeing each other for months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inappropriate at the first date, you know.
Right.
But the second date is really perfect, and it takes some courage to do that.
Some courage and confidence, right?
Yeah, but you know, it really puts you in the driver's seat. It gives you the feeling of integrity, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. It's a wonderful thing to do because it stops the two of you from running off in fantasy about each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a reality check, you know. And when you do your diamond self work, You can do that. It helps you anchor yourself in being worthy and special and, you know, worthy to be appreciated and honored and respected and courted, actually courted.
Right.
And this sets the guy up to court you.
Right. So you've shared a little bit about your own experience and how you have evolved into doing this work, and then you've just shared a little bit about, you know, how some of these things can help raise a woman's self-esteem and self-love. Are there any other concepts or tips that you can share on how a woman can build this self-esteem and self-love to have the confidence to do these kinds of things?
Well, you know, number one is having a love mentor who really sees how fantastic you are, who is someone you respect so that you can take that in. Number two, I can just give you right here and right now one of the Diamond Self exercises, which your listeners are welcome to do immediately.
That would be wonderful.
To close your eyes and remember a time you felt good about yourself. Remember a time you felt attractive. Remember a time you felt lovable or loving, where you felt beautiful. And if you have trouble doing that, just kind of close your eyes and imagine yourself being a really attractive celebrity, like Angelina Jolie or Sofia Vergara. Just close your eyes and imagine that. Good. Now, give yourself a nickname that reminds you of that feeling or that whatever images come to mind or whatever you hear when you do that exercise. Give yourself a nickname. Now, some of the nicknames that people have chosen are, Rising Aphrodite, Saucy Minx, Beloved Mighty Isis, Amazing Grace. And even though it feels silly or it feels like it has nothing to do with you, have the courage to give yourself a Diamond Self name. Now you have that identity and you can begin to use it. You can write it down. You can put it near your computer. You can take yourself shopping and buy clothes that look like Amazing Grace, jewelry that looks like Amazing Grace. When you go on a date, you put on those clothes, you put on that jewelry, and you are Amazing Grace. You ask yourself, what would Amazing Grace say or do in this date? And you have immediately access to your best self, you might say, your most deliberately created self.
Yeah, I love that. I was just doing that along with you, guiding us through that, and that felt really good.
What did you name yourself?
I named myself the Lovely One, which is a nickname that my husband calls me.
Oh, my God, I love it. The Lovely One. Oh,
the Lovely
it's so beautiful.
One. Yeah, it really felt amazing, you know, because even as married women, you know, we still have to get back in touch with that, you know, that feeling and that self-love and that self-respect. And so as you were guiding, you know, us through that imagery and that exercise, you know, I closed my eyes and did it along with you, and it was really amazing, really profound.
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. And it's so true. The Diamond Self work continues after you've been married, and you can do it in any arena of your life. In fact, I have a Diamond Self name for my work. And my Diamond Self name is the Radiant Beacon of Loving Guidance.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So if I'm asked to do something where I'm scared, and I still do get scared because growing up I was very frightened, you know, as a child, actually frightened to the point of being socially mute. I wouldn't talk to anybody, believe it or not. Because I felt it wasn't safe because of the violence in the house.
Right.
But I, you know, let's say I have to go on the Today Show and basically you have 4 minutes and you're on a national platform. And usually, you know, I would be on with Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda, and Kathy Lee throws out the script. There's no script. So it's like, oy. So I have no idea what's going to happen. And so it can be scary. And I just close my eyes, and I'm, you know, okay, Radiant Beacon of Loving Guidance. I dress with those kinds of clothes, and the Radiant Beacon likes a lot of red. Beautiful red clothes and colors, and the Radiant Beacon likes beautiful jewelry, very sparkly jewelry. And you have to understand that I grew up feeling like an invisible mouse. really like an invisible mouse in the house. But the radiant beacon really gets into it.
Oh, that's great.
And don't you know that the radiant beacon is 100% on it every time? I've always done, you know, been very happy with what happens, even though I don't know what's going to happen. It's, I know that I'm going to give a message, and I'm going to give hopefulness, and I'm going to give a suggestion to America, and it works every time.
Yes, the radiant beacon. Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, I just have to catch my breath. That was just so amazing what you just shared there. Really, really profound. So can you please describe the five ways to heal heartbreak? Because certainly, you know, heartbreak and past disappointment and hurt is an obstacle that many women face. And tell us if there are make it or break it steps that women can take to pick themselves up and move forward.
Okay, well, in heartbreak, the thing is that the brain, that the part of the brain that actually registers physical pain is also registering this kind of emotional pain, and sometimes there's even aches and pains too. Studies have shown that going to a close friend and sharing your story and your heartbreak and crying is very healing and releases natural painkillers called opioids in your brain. So it helps you feel better. That's number one. Number two, any kind of meditation can be extremely helpful. Exercise, even though the last thing you want to do is get off the couch and, you know, away from the Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Right. Yes, I've spent many a lonely evening with Ben and Jerry myself.
Yes. But even 5 minutes, just 5 minutes of exercise can be very, very helpful. Another thing that people don't understand is that you can go online, even though you don't feel like it and you hate men at this current time. If you're heartbroken, you may hate men.
Mm-hmm.
You can go online and just poke around and put up a profile and see how people wink at you, put up a picture. It's almost like, you know, you don't have to take the chance of being hurt because you're not at a party, but you could see how there are other guys who appreciate you. Like they'll say, like your picture, hi, you know. And it begins to turn things around for you, like there's other possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? There's other possibilities. And the other thing is, you know, getting out in nature is very healing. Very, very healing to be out in nature and kind of doing an eyes open meditation in nature and feeling the blessings of nature. Any kind of spiritual work, prayer and meditation. I know this is more than five, but
that's okay.
Any kind of spiritual work, any kind.
Right.
If you're in a 12-step program, go to your meetings. You know, even though it's not around heartbreak, it may be around overeating or whatever. Your meetings will be helpful because it's spiritual. Praying is helpful because it's spiritual. Being in nature, especially if you feel like work on opening and having an eyes open meditation with some beautiful plants or flowers, can be very healing.
Right. Right. So being kind and nurturing to yourself and surrounding yourself with support and beauty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I love those healing tips, and that's so important. So what three things can women do today to increase their chances of getting into a great relationship?
That's a wonderful, wonderful question. Number one, today, smile, make eye contact, and say hello to every man you meet. Okay, I don't care how old he is. I don't care if he's married or unmarried. You're just getting your warmth and your feminine self out there. So just for today, smile, make eye contact and say hi sweetly to every man you meet in a warm, warm way. You can always walk away if it becomes something that, you know, the guy is interested in you or not. You can be polite and say, you know, well, enjoy talking to you. That's it.
Right. Right.
Number two is to actually, you know, do something different online in terms of online dating, different than you ordinarily would do. Give a chance to somebody you would never ordinarily correspond with or who has winked at you or favorited you. Give them a chance. In other words, go against type. Go against type.
Mm-hmm.
Dating against type is a wonderful thing to do because love almost always comes in a surprise package. You know, you think you want the tall, dark,
right.
and handsome, and the guy who you fall in love with is actually balding and, you know, and short.
Right.
And number three is, you know, get yourself a coach. Get yourself a love mentor, whether that is a non-professional and some loving person in your network who really has it going on in the love department. They have the kind of relationship you would love to have.
Mm-hmm.
Or a professional coach or love mentor who really knows the research and believes in love, by the way. Believes in love,
right?
And who themselves is in a great love relationship, because people sometimes will engage. Sometimes they'll engage like couples or individual therapists or coaches who are actually personally bitter and personally have maybe gone through a bad divorce and never healed that,
mm-hmm.
and they don't even think to ask that question of their coach or therapist, and yet that's a very dangerous thing, because if you're being taught and guided by someone who doesn't believe in love, that can really hurt you in terms of your possibilities.
Oh yeah,
I mean, yeah. It really can hurt you, and it's unconscious. It's really unconscious. So you want someone who's going to mentor you. Once again, it's just like work. You wouldn't go to learn how to be a VP of a corporation to the guy who sweeps the floor, right?
Right.
You have to go to someone who is the VP of love, who knows the road in a personal way, because their hopefulness, their belief, their knowledge of what's possible, the way their soul has been healed by living in a love relationship colors everything they say or do.
Right.
So.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I would imagine you don't want love mentoring from a love cynic, right?
Yeah, yeah. And yet people do that all the time. They'll go to therapists who are cold, non-responsive. They'll go to couples therapists who divorced many times.
Right. Right.
And they spend a lot of money on that, too.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, that leads very nicely into the next question, which is, I'd love for you to share with us, Diana, the special offer you have for our listeners, which is a free 40-minute one-on-one love mentor session. By
yes.
phone or Skype with one of your expert love mentors. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, it's really, really thrilling. I mean, I have a group of hand-picked love mentor coaches, and these are the people I would go to if I had a problem in love. They're in their own amazing love relationships. They are, you know, trained and supervised by me. And they work based on the research about what really works in a love relationship, in dating success, in finding and creating lasting passionate love. And they're just awesome. They're dear, loving, brilliant, wise people. And we've been, you know, fortunate enough now we can offer this free gift to your listeners, this 40-minute one-on-one a phone or Skype session with one of them, and I am able to match your people. I'll be able to handle them and get them set up with love mentors individually if they just go to the website and indicate that Michelle sent me. They should just fill out the form on the website and say Michelle sent me, and I can get your folks set up with these amazing mentors. We had one woman who got engaged after her free session. We've had outstanding results. We've really worked with thousands of people all over the world, and it's amazing. Really, really amazing. So, Michelle, you know where they're supposed to go. I don't remember.
Right. thank you very much for that very, very generous offer. And I hope that many of you will choose to take this opportunity to take Diana up on her kind and generous offer. And in order to do so, all you need to do is just go to www.readyfortherightguy.com/Diana, which is D-I-A-N-A. And then when you request your complimentary session, just indicate Michelle sent me on your request form, and Diana will know that your request came as a direct result of you listening to this call on the Telesummit, and will take wonderful care of you, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's ready for the right man.
Ready for the right guy.
Or right
dot
guy.
.com/Diana. Right.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Perfect. I love that name. I love that.
Well, thank you. Yes, that's the official name of the Telesummit, and that's, you know, what we're hoping to create here is the possibility for many women to find themselves in a situation where they're ready to meet and attract the right guy. And Diana, your words today I know have been very inspirational and will be so helpful to so many of our listeners. And I want to thank you so much for being so generous with your wisdom today.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure and a great blessing.
Thank you. And I also want to thank each of you as our participants that have joined us today. I know that you're busy, and I congratulate you for taking a stand for what you want in your life. And I just want to quickly remind you that during the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit, you will also have access to great wisdom from over 20 additional love and relationship experts. And you'll be able to listen to the interviews live, and then the replays will be available for 48 hours after each interview. Now, knowing that you're busy and may not be able to catch all of the interviews live, I also want to invite you to upgrade to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit VIP package, and you'll have access to all of the MP3 recordings for your own library so that you can listen multiple times at your own convenience. And you can get special pre-event and event pricing for the VIP upgrade package at readyfortherightguy.com/ready, the word ready. So I want to thank you so much for being here with us today, and I want to particularly thank our special guest, Dr. Diana Kirshner, once again. And I look forward to having you with us for more of the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. We're sending you much love, many blessings, and wishing you great happiness as you get ready for the right guy. Bye-bye for now.